This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Just got off a 7-day radio tour in Minnesota and also in Wisconsin, Iowa, and in Illinois. I just got back last night, and we are out there doing the stuff. Read Luke 19:10 when you get a moment. Folks, this is Bradley Dean, and I just appreciate your listenership and your faithfulness to the message of the Constitution, which lies upon the Word of God, because that's what we make reference to continuously on this radio show. I want you to listen to me carefully. Really pulling down and tearing down the false narrative that's being said in this country today. George Orwell said in 1984, every record has been destroyed or falsified. Every book rewritten. Every picture has been repainted. Every statue and street building has been renamed. Every date has been altered. And the process is continuing day by day and minute by minute. History has stopped. Nothing exists except an endless present in which the party is always right. The party of who? The party of them that are continuously setting the narrative. Let me read that one more time. George Orwell in 1984. Every record has been destroyed or falsified. Who's been telling you this? Who's been destroying and falsifying the records, friends? Every book rewritten, who's been rewriting history? Every statue and street building has been renamed or torn down, as we're hearing on the news today. Every date has been altered, and the process is continuing day by day and minute by minute. History has stopped. Nothing exists except an endless present in which the party is always right. The party in which he is talking about are those that are attempting to set the narrative. Who are those that are being used to set the narrative? In 1917, Congressman Oscar Calloway enters a disturbing statement into the congressional records. In 1917, J.P. Morgan, who just happened to be Times Man of the Year, a banker, listen to me carefully, Times Man of the Year, just like Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin and Barack Hussein Obama. Just keep in mind who's doing this, friends. J.P. Morgan, now listen carefully. J.P. Morgan, a banker, a steel tycoon, and a bully, hired 12 high-ranking news managers and editors and asked them to determine the most influential newspapers in America. Back in 1917, J.P. Morgan wanted to know how many newspapers it would take to control the policy, not the law, of the daily press of the United States of America. The 12 found that it was only necessary to purchase the control of 25 of the greatest papers back in 1917. An agreement was reached. The policy, not the law, the policy of the papers was bought and paid for, and an editor was placed at each paper to ensure that all published information was in keeping of the new policy. So when Orwell was predicting the future, when he said the present in which the party is always right, he was identifying those useful idiots called news anchors, those that were being used in the media to continuously be used so that every record will be destroyed or falsified, that every book will be rewritten, every picture has been repainted, every statue and street building has been renamed, every date has been altered, and the process is continuing day by day and minute by minute. He said, history has stopped. No, it is not. History is being repeated because, America, you have yet to deal with those that are attempting to stop history and rewrite history. Let me tell you from firsthand experience. He said, nothing exists except an endless present in which the party is always right. Let me remind you that as records are being destroyed and falsified, and every book rewritten, I want you to understand that the media is getting your attention off of what really matters. They are diverting your attention from what's really going on. But on the other hand, they're doing it right in your, the face of the people. They're doing it in the light of the day. Folks, what they like to do is they like to take evil to the extreme and good to the extreme. And what they want to do is they want to go from each spectrum, from each end, and they want to tie the good to the evil. As what they are doing and doing today, friends, they're creating their own political narratives and enemies so that the American people will rise up on them. And guess who the end aim of the attack is? Christians, patriots, conservatives. And it's exactly what's happening today in America. Look what just happened in Charlottesville. Isn't it interesting, folks, that it's coming out now that he's a Bernie Sanders supporter? He's a little communist. Oh, but friends, don't forget that wisdom is justified by your children. And don't forget, America, that as you're at work, both mom and dad, and you think that you're safely sending your kids to public schools, just keep in mind the same criminal mindset behind the domestic insurrection in which they're creating today, and they are American. They're attempting to do it again today in your country to divide and conquer. Keep in mind, they're the same people that are illegally indoctrinating your children with rewritten history on a daily basis. So the very things that you think that you're doing right by working, which is good, there's nothing wrong with that, but as you believe that you're safely dropping your kids off at the public school gate, keep in mind they are the ones raising up your children to do the very things that you're seeing today. You're seeing a bunch of young people in this country that have literally been subjected to everything and protected from nothing, and the media is right on it, saying, look at the fruit of what we now have. We've raised up these children. Wasn't it Vladimir Lenin that said, give me a child for 4 years, and he'll be a good communist? And it's exactly what you're seeing today, friends. I was just highlighting the fact that Oscar Calloway reported, and he put in the congressional record in 1917, the very people that you're dealing with today, exactly 100 years later. I want you to listen to this carefully again. In 1917, an agreement was reached, the policy of the papers was bought, and an editor was placed at each paper to ensure that all published information was in keeping the new policy. Whose policy? Their policy. Folks, they're attempting to set the narrative. Let their cruelty swell our ranks, because rest assured, they are. We'll be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E on Facebook, and or if you'd like to check out our Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 Double E, Double E, Bradley Dean 1, B-R-A-D-L-E-E. Dean, D-E-A-N, 1, on our Twitter account. If you'd like to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I want you to listen carefully. This is John Locke. He said, "The end of the law is not to abolish or restrain, but to preserve and enlarge, though the law does restrain, and enlarge freedom for all the states of created being capable of law. Where there is no law, there is no freedom." And might I add that when you leave, for example, in the state of Minnesota, you go into the Supreme Court chambers. Of course, you see Moses there, a big, huge mural in the back of the Supreme Court justices waiting for the divine law. It's huge. When you walk out, you turn and walk out of that those chambers, those court chambers, it's interesting to note that John Locke has a quote above the head of the door. And it says, "Where the law ends, tyranny begins." Where the law ends, tyranny begins. Folks, do you realize, as to those things that are taking place today in this country, do you realize that every incident has taken place because a people have departed from the living God wickedly? Psalm 119. Did you know that? Every step of the way, what you are seeing is communists behind every single movement that is attempting to create the domestic insurrection.
Well, this is going on, friends. Rest assured, you have some serious enemies, not only within, but also on the outside. I'm telling you, friends, you need to keep your eyes open as to what's going on in your country today. It's also interesting to note that they're taking down statues of Confederate soldiers, but it's interesting to note how they're putting up statues of Vladimir Lenin the way that they are today in America. So they are literally telling on themselves as to who they are and what it is that they're doing. It's also interesting to note, because I'm going to go back to the media in just a moment, it's also interesting to note that when you look at what's going on in your country today, that the SPLC once again is shouting off their communist mouths. And they're calling racist, they're calling people racist to those that don't fall in line with their communism and their lawlessness. And you need to understand, to prove my point once again, that racism, the word came from Leon Trotsky, who was under none other than the mass murder of his own people, Mr. Joseph Stalin, along with Vladimir Lenin. He was the head of the military, the slaughter team, to do Joseph Stalin's bidding at every given step to kill off anybody that didn't agree with that demon incarnate. He was the one that came up with the word racist. And what are you hearing today? Well, you can see the apple doesn't fall too far from the communist tree, does it? Because we know that organizations that are getting airtime by the media, which is CIA bought and paid and controlled, friends, it's interesting to note that they're the ones attempting to set the narrative. Here, let me give you an example. Let me go back for a moment. Do you remember Trayvon Martin? Do you remember George Zimmerman? Remember how Barack Hussein Obama wanted so bad for that killing to be laid to a white person, to blame the white people so they could call it racism? And remember, they found out later on that George Zimmerman just happened to be a Spanish guy, a Mexican guy. And it didn't fit their narrative. But you need to understand that the media twists narratives. They twist the facts to fit into their narrative, and they do it over and over and over and over again. And if you think for one moment they're going to incriminate themselves, friends, you have got to be kidding yourselves. I was telling you right on, during the first segment, how they want to take one end of the spectrum, good guy to the right, and they want to take a bad guy and put him to the left. And they want to attach the good guy to the bad guy as they're the ones behind the bad guy, because they are the bad guy creating the crimes, only to blame. If Jezebel, here, just to give you a prime example, do you see now that Hillary Clinton, instead of Donald Trump, actually bringing forth that special prosecutor and bringing forth judgment concerning the crimes? Because he, again, today was talking about bringing back the rule of law, in which he's not doing. But isn't it interesting, friends, if he would have brought back in the rule of law, we wouldn't be dealing with a Hillary Clinton right now. We would see scripture come alive where it tells us that when the king sitteth on the throne of judgment, he scattereth evil. See, they're being encouraged today because Americans are under the delusion that now Donald Trump is in office, that everything has changed, when in fact nothing's changed except the people in the positions. Folks, you can go ahead and war against God all you want, but he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. Going back to Hillary Clinton, isn't it interesting she's talking about wanting to become a pastor now? See what they do? They want to portray themselves as the good guys. It's exactly the same. Hey, folks, Stalin killed millions of his own people. So did Mao Zedong. They worshipped him as if they were God. When Stalin died, they said they lost the father to their country. That's how sick these people are. In America, if you think you're so far above all of this, I just want to remind you that the media in this country has browbeat you with the use of calling you names because you let them do it. And those that are politically correct in their speech, I want to tell you something. You are the worst. You are the problem in this country because you don't stand your ground. You don't hold to the law, and you don't hold to the word of God first and foremost. He is our rock. He is the rock of ages. And by the grace of God, we're not going to move from the rock of ages, because we understand that the gates of hell don't prevail, and they will not prevail against the church. And friends, the seed of the righteous is here. 6,000 years later, we haven't gone anywhere. So if you want to be encouraged, there it is. But act. act upon the word. I'm going to show you my faith by my works. And I'm not going to sit back and I'm not going to tolerate the crimes of those that want to destroy our country from within and without. And they're doing it today. To prove the point that you're not above it, to prove the point that you have succumbed to it, the media in America has been attacking anybody that speaks out against abortion. And all of you good people out there, you have just silently let it go. You have let them redefine murder into the word choice. You think for some reason or another, it's okay that 4,000 babies a day are murdered. Who taught you that? The media that is setting the narrative with the help of the apathetic intolerance. Right? This is the same media that's browbeating anybody that speaks out against sodomy. Even when it comes to the crimes of sodomites against your kids, and you still hand them over to daycare. You still hand them over to public school. And because they call guys like me, says, God hates hands that shed innocent blood, Proverbs 6:17, concerning abortion, but you've accepted it as a choice, though God condemned it. It shows you whose side you're really on, is what it comes down to. The media has you shutting your mouth when it comes to the sodomites in this country. They now are attacking anybody that speaks out against the religion of Islam, those that mean to destroy and to kill the infidel. You've learned to shut your mouth concerning them too. I mean, you know what this all kind of reminds me of? Well, just a little bit. And I'm not being funny. I'm not being facetious at all. I'm being honest when I say this, friends. It reminds me of what Martin Niemöller said. And for those that don't know who Martin Niemöller is, Martin Niemöller was the pastor of a church. Hang on a second, friends. I am doing live radio, and I want to pull this up because it's that important. Martin Niemöller said, first they came for the communists, and I didn't speak out. This is under Adolf Hitler's regime. He said, because I was not a communist. Then they came for the socialists, and I didn't speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak up because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was none left to speak out for me. Doesn't this sound like Satan himself destroying everybody? Do you think maybe that's the end of the plan, friends? Do you think the end of the plan is to destroy mankind because he's jealous of man, because he's created in the image and likeness of his heavenly Father? Why, of course it is. And see, America, you haven't figured out that when there's nobody else to come for at length, you've allowed these dictators and these tyrants at length to destroy themselves. See, the dictator just does what he naturally does because he's a devil, right? Or she's a devil. But the bottom line is, friends, either you're going to deal with the dictator or you're going to lose your very freedoms in this country, and it may just cost your life one day.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just highlighted the fact that Martin Niemöller, who happened to be a pastor in Germany during that time, actually took the time to also acknowledge his responsibility and the responsibility of the professed church that let Adolf Hitler take it as far as he did. He laid the guilt and the responsibility of Adolf Hitler upon the responsible party, namely the church, for not preaching out against the sin. Hey, folks, the greatest advocates to homosexuality and abortion in America is the church that remains silent. See, they keep the commandments of men, making void the commandments of God, which at length only brings judgment upon their heads. But Martin Niemöller said, first they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for the communists. I didn't speak out because I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the trade unionists. See, they kept creating more enemies, friends, until there was none left. Who do you suppose would be behind that? Then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak out because I was not a trade unionist. But see, friends, this happens because the devil needs useful idiots. And I'll tell you what, there's plenty of them in America today. And look what happened to Germany. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak out for me. Wow, that's pretty crazy. That could never happen here. It is happening here. You're allowing the media to set the narrative to create the enemies that they want you to have. See, remember what Joseph Goebbels
Mr. Adolf Hitler's propaganda minister said. He said, accuse them of what you're guilty of. Accuse them of what you're guilty of. Here, for example, they're highlighting SPLC right now, Southern Poverty Law Center. The media is using, that should tell you enough as to who's behind the media's narrative, friends. But remember, it was Mark Potok, the director of a lack of intelligence for the Southern Poverty Law Center, that said, and by the way, they're calling racists and hate groups anybody that agrees with the Word of God and the Constitution. Just so you know, and because you don't know that, you're confused. I just shared that with you. Read Daniel 9:24 when you get a moment. But listen to what Mr. Mark Potok said from the Southern Poverty Law Center to prove my point. Sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. He said, I want to plainly say that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. Did you hear that, America? They are in stark contrast to who we are as a people, one nation under God. That's why they are attacking anybody that stands upon the principles in which this country was established upon, the apostles and the prophets. See, we are the Mosaic institution in this country. And what are they at war with? Well, thou shalt not kill. They're at war with God. Thou shalt not covet. They're at war with God. Thou shalt have no other gods. Hey, folks, they're at war with God. These are the people that are aiding and abetting your enemies, committing the act of treason, making a way to come into your country and destroy it. But the media is setting the narrative so they can get you to think oppositely. See, for example, as I was saying during the last segment, friends, the media has got the American people believing that murder is okay because it's under the guise of choice because criminals in government sanctioned it so. See, it's the same media that attacks anybody that stands up for the kids in this country that are under attack by the sodomites. And they want you to know that if you speak out against sodomy, homosexuality, which, by the way, is a felony in every state in our union, and it still is, and it always will be, no matter what they say, they want you to know that you're going to be singled out and you are going to be called a hater and a racist or homophobic. Or a bigot. I don't care. Go ahead. Hey, call me what you will. As long as I know that what the word says and I'm standing upon that word and what our laws state in this country, I'm right and they're wrong and I don't care who believes them. One man with God, said John Knox, is in the majority. And that's where I stand. That's where I'm going to stand, and it's where I've been standing for 20 years. And how many times have I had to stand alone, and now the conservatives, how many years later, are finally catching on? Even my enemies, friends. What the Lord has used this ministry to do across the country by forewarning you up to 6 in 10 in 15 years before it took place, friends, not claiming to be anything, just opening my mouth and yielding myself to the Holy Ghost to warn you of things to come. Oh my gosh, Bradley, I remember when you talked about this like 10 years ago. Oh my gosh, Bradley, you know, even what we're talking about today. Hey folks, in May, we were highlighting the very things that you're dealing with today again. The Lord's always got us ahead of the game, and I appreciate that. Why? Because He's alive forevermore. And what do the people of the world do? Well, they want to, like the people of old, they want to go ahead and persecute the living Christians, and they want to praise the dead ones. Nothing's changed, friends, let me tell you. First-hand experience, especially from them that should know better. In my experience in the professed church in America today, and understanding where they are and what it is that they do, it's no surprise to me why you're in trouble today. Because you allow the hierarchy in the professed church to remain. You allow the hierarchy in criminal politicians to remain. You allow them to do the things that they do. And you're entertained through the little scheming ways. They're dangerous and they're ill-designing men, and they're at work like that of Benedict Arnold. But the difference is, America, God's mercy has continuously exposed the same people over and over. Which brings me to my next point. Isn't it interesting that when these things take place in like Charlottesville, and which we just seen last week, isn't it interesting to note that they put the microphone up to the likes of Hillary Clinton? Isn't it interesting they put the mics up to those that advocate the destruction of our country? Isn't it interesting how the media goes to the enemies of America and the cause of America and enemies of God because they want to know what their opinion is about what just took place in Charlottesville? I don't care what their opinion is. We're not ruled by opinion in this country. We're ruled by law. And just for those that didn't know, we're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. A republic of laws, said John Adams. Read Article 4, Section 4. So the very people setting the narrative today, America, the very ones that are reconditioning you, America, to accept the new rule of tyranny on a global scale, is hard at work, and the good people in this country are just subjecting every single narrative that they set. They can only do what you let them get away with. During the first segment, I highlighted the fact that we had Oscar Calloway, who entered a disturbing statement into the congressional record in 1917. We highlighted J.P. Morgan and how he wanted to hire 12 high-ranking managers to control the narrative set, and they called it policy. This has been going on for 100 years in this country. In America, you wonder why you are where you're at today. Read Psalm 9:16 when you get a moment. I want you to understand that there are 1,500 newspapers, there's 1,100 magazines, 900 radio stations, 1,500 TV stations, 2,400 publishers. They are owned and controlled and operated by 6 corporations worldwide. And I've said this before, but I say it again, folks. If you wonder why MSNBC is saying the same thing as CNN, and you're seeing CNN saying the same things as Fox News, and Fox News is saying the same thing as this outlet, like US Today, or whatever other newspaper there is, you need to understand it's all falling from the same tree. See, because They're not giving you the facts, friends. They're creating your reality. See, they're trying to rearrange reality to become the reality that they want you to believe in. And I even took this to task concerning Don Shelby in Minneapolis, Channel 4 News. He's no longer there, and he also called himself an evangelical. We have this on My War. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store and pick it up. It's an 8-hour documentary from all of our hands-on experience. So we're not bringing this as hearsay or we heard from him or her or whatever the case is. No, we took it to them and we wanted to hear for ourselves what they had to say. We asked Don Shelby, this news anchor, how do you report and how do you make distinction between right and wrong? Because we know that a majority of those that report the news have no knowledge of right from wrong. And I'm not just talking about the up-and-comings. I'm talking about those that have gotten us to the position that we're in today. He said, if you're asking journalists to be an arbiter to decide differences of right and wrong, he said, of morality, he said, you're asking the wrong people. Really? That's all these useful idiots do, is they try to take the wrong thing because, after all, they're just doing their job and they're just doing what they're told to do. Hey, let me say something, useful idiot. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Well, you know, if my boss tells me I'm supposed to shoot another hole in the base of the boat that America's on, then I guess I got to do it. I got to keep my job. Yeah, that's how ridiculous it sounds to someone that thinks. But that's exactly what you're doing. You know, I just doing my job, man. I got to feed my family. Well, I'll tell you what, find another occupation. Find another job. And it's absolutely amazing how many people are irresponsible when it comes to doing the right thing. And they talk about how they love freedom and how they love God. And it's amazing to me how people just turn and look the other way when it's time to stand up and do that which is right. Hey, let me tell you something. A leader is not one that is there to be molded by the consensus. A leader is there to mold the consensus. And there's only one leader in this country, and his name is the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Sue Biken. My association with Bradley Dean and his ministry has been a fantastic relationship. We love his ministry, and what he preaches sets everybody on fire because he's on fire for the Lord.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You know, I can hear an answer back. I got an answer back for you, friends. Here's an answer back. Well, Bradley, you know, there's some good things happening in the country. Yeah, I believe there is too. And I believe that there's a lot of good people, especially on a grassroots level, where there's a groundswell that understand what it takes to actually uphold and the labor that it takes to remain a free country. Yes, that's what the media is being used to combat. That's what the media, the small number of people, 1.7% of the population is being used to destroy you. Friends, CNN doesn't got the ratings, but isn't it interesting when these things happen, they never let a good crisis go to waste, do they? No. And then what they do is they attack the wrong people. They attack the wrong people. And you never hear about it when there's some sort of justification taking place or charges have been filed, because they don't want you to know who actually did the deed. Like what's going on in Charlottesville today. But I want to go back to one of the points that I made. Here's an answer back for you. Well, Bradley, you know, one of the good things that's going on concerning the sodomites today is, you know, Donald Trump, he stood up and he said no to transgenderism in the military. Are you kidding me? Honestly, do you really mean that? And I know I'm talking to some folks. Do you know what the Hegelian dialectic is? You know what he did? He said no to transgenders. They pushed it two steps forward, but they got the one step in, didn't they? He just solidified sodomites being in the military, is what he did. He just put the nail in the coffin concerning anybody that would dare stand up against sodomy in the military. And do you think for one moment those that are behind the scenes didn't know exactly what they're doing? Of course. Hegelian dialectic, don't forget it. It's two steps forward and it's one step back. They got it to where they wanted it to go. And this is what they've been doing incrementally, because this country, this disobedient people in this country, and the 78 percentile that profess to be Christians have continuously given way to the enemy. Continuously given way to the enemy. You're nothing but a bunch of cowards and a bunch of capitulators. Read Psalm 78 to those that it applies to. We started the show off today with every record has been destroyed or falsified. Every book rewritten. You know, it's interesting. I've had principals tell me that every 3 to 7 years, the science books and the history books are being changed with a smile on his face. Read Luke 7:35. Every picture's been repainted. I've seen this in the Capitol in Washington, D.C. with my own eyes. Every statue and street building has been renamed. Every date has been altered, and the process is continuing day by day and minute by minute. History has been stopped. No, it is not. Nothing exists except an endless present in which the party is always right. Yep. The party of who? The party of those that are using totalitarian methods to browbeat anybody that disagrees with their lawlessness. Yes, they're the accuser of the brother, friends. Now, I want to go back to, again, last segment, and go to Don Shelby. He's the guy that said if you're asking journalists to be an arbiter to decide the differences of right and wrong, of morality, he said you're asking the wrong people. We have this on film. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and go to the store and order the documentary, My War. We aired that on television, all five or six series on television locally here in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And boy, oh boy, did it hit the fan. Hey, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present, but do it in righteousness. Don Shelby said it wasn't his job to determine where fairness and justice is failing. Listen again to what he said. He said, if you're asking journalists to be arbiters to decide differences of morality, you're asking the wrong people. With foot in mouth, he said, my job is to determine where fairness and justice is failing. Wait a second. You just told me that you're not an arbiter. You're not there to decide the differences of right and wrong. Yet you're going to tell me that you're there to determine what's fair or just and where it's failing? When you don't know what's fair or unfair, when you don't know what's just or unjust, are you kidding me? He wasn't. I'm sure you've heard the audio on a daily basis. I can pull it up. I've done it so many times in the past. But it's audio of news reporters on any given day broadcasting in their communities. And it is verbatim, word for word, across the country. They're just, as I said earlier, friends, just doing their job. Just being the mouthpiece to destroy America and to destroy the good people of this country. To my own detriment, I just don't know it yet. Well, you will soon enough, but if you'd study history, you would see that's how it goes. They're all saying the same things at the same time. They're not cross-checking the facts. They're not acting out as journalists. No, they're useful idiots, friends. And it's what is at work today in America. John Adams said that our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people, Christian people. It's wholly adequate to the government of any other. Well, we can see that. Charles Carroll, signer of the Declaration, said, without morals, a republic, America, cannot subsist any length of time. They, therefore, who are decrying the Christian religion, or might I add today, attacking the Christian religion, whose morality is so sublime and pure. And by the way, I'm not making or broadcasting or promulgating this message looking for mercy from the wicked. I'm telling you what Charles Carroll said as a warning to them that decry and war against the Christian religion. As Napoleon Dynamite, I'm sorry I said it again. Well, I said that 3 weeks ago. I don't know why or where that's coming from. Napoleon Bonaparte, remember what he said? The Bible is no mere book. It's a power that conquers all that oppose it. There's your history right there. And that is a warning to those that dare speak out against Christianity. As a matter of fact, your enemies, you know, the Muslims, they said that the great enemy, the hardest thing that they fight against in America is the cross. The cross of Jesus Christ. Yep, because it's the power of God unto salvation. See, it says, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Why? Because that was their downfall. So what they have to do, instead of attack them, they put them to sleep or entertain them. Going back to Charles Carroll. Without morals, a republic, America, cannot subsist any length of time. They, therefore, who are decrying or attacking the Christian religion, whose morality is so sublime and pure, which ensures to the good of eternal happiness, are undermining the solid foundation of morals, the best security for the duration of free governments. So you can see that they are doing so. Corruption in government, corruption in the church. I mean, look at the Pope just said again. I mean, it's absolutely astounding what Catholics accept when it comes to the Pope. Some of the things that that guy says so contradicts the cross of Jesus Christ. It's like, folks, you want a cult leader? There you have him right there. And he advocates what God clearly condemns. But it's interesting here. Whoever is undermining the solid foundation of morality, the best security for the duration of free governments, are really telling on themselves. So when they're advocating what God condemns, therein lies the problem. And instead of dealing with them, America, you actually just give them a pass because he said he was sorry. Or they just keep jamming it down your throat as you drink the Kool-Aid. How that works? Do nothing. I want to highlight what the media has said real quick. Richard Salent from CBS News said, our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. Walter Cronkite said, news reporters are certainly liberal and left of center. Herman Dismore, New York Times, said the New York Times is on purpose deliberately pitched to the lawless liberal point of view. Liberal within itself has a good definition. They've watered down and revised the word in the definition of liberal now. Richard Cohan, CBS Political News, said, we are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we choose to deal with. Have you ever been around a reporter, friends? It's interesting. They have this demigod attitude. But the way they approach me is completely different because they know that I'm filming, and they also know that I'll go after them. And I will. Lawfully. If they lie. Or they slander. It's interesting to note that they have this demigod attitude. Like, you better be careful with what you say around me because I'm going to publish this. And people are going to believe what I have to say. You know, it's amazing to me how many people in this country say they don't believe in the media, but they act out accordingly as to what they say they don't believe. You're a hypocrite. You know, the way they approach me is they approach me as their best friend. And then they go and report just the exact opposite as to what I said or what I meant. And they do it all the time. In America, it's nothing new under the sun because they did the same thing to my big brother, who sits at the right hand of my heavenly Father. He's the Lamb of God. Again, his name is the Christ, the Son of the Most High God, Jesus Christ. Folks, we're going to take a 23-hour break. We'll talk to you then. 1 John 3.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.